like to call the Cultural Committee meeting to order, September 20th, 2016. Time is 1:15 PM and Governmental Operations Committee ran long today, and then nobody had eaten, so we had the opportunity to eat lunch really quick. So, roll call please.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congresswoman Bucklehead. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Let's see. Okay, just to make a note that
Congresswoman Bucklehead is here.
Also, I was just curious about that. next item is prayer of Congressman Shaw.
Heavenly Father, we come to you today in your help and your strength, your wisdom, your direction, your calming influence on our minds and hearts. Father, we're trying to make good decisions, movements that we think is in the right direction, Father. And we have to do that with the uncertainty of not knowing if it's best. But Father, we want to do your will. We want it to be good for Osage people. Father, we ask you to help us. We need your strength and your wisdom, Father. So we ask that at this time.
Thank you. Next is approval of minutes for September 19th.
I left yesterday at 1:30.
Left before the motion to postpone?
Yeah, okay. I was just about 1:30 yesterday.
So we're going to have the motion to adjourn.
Right.
Also be five. Mm-hmm. So 2:05.
Provide an appropriation to the Language and Cultural Resources Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $4,540,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Shaw is the sponsor and also chair of appropriations. Would you like to discuss
this bill? Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm not going to rehash everything that was said during the committee of the whole meeting. It's not necessary. We didn't take a vote at that time. I'm not saying that we need to vote. I guess in the absence of any serious objection, right now the budget analyst is working on using the 817 budgets that we received, and also looking at reductions in the tribal appropriation amount, reflecting reductions in surveillance costs, the merit, and the base pay adjustments, and then spreading those out or assigning those to line items based on their relative percentage of the total amount, because that's largely unimportant, but it has to be put somewhere because we're required to budget those line items and with that division, so we can't just skip that. We're well aware that those line items can be changed in any number of ways after the appropriation is approved. So that's why. And so he's working on that. So what we're going to come up with the plan is to come up with a committee substitute as the 817 budget, those adjustments to the tribal revenue, and those adjustments to the expense line items, and as well as the amendment that adds the programs that were underneath it. But the template has all the programs that contained within that division. And presented here for the committee's consideration. We've pass it, report it out as a due pass, we're done with that. Except whatever we want to do on the floor of the Congress as individual congressmen, which I would anticipate. There may be always somebody that, that wants to take their line item reduction because they feel like they've got appropriate recognition. That's certainly this Congress's ability to adopt that or continue with what we've got started. But I haven't heard a time frame. I heard a couple of days from the congressional budget analyst. Congressional Council's aware that he would be redrafting those budget bills. That's why it becomes a committee substitute. And all those changes in there instead of trying to make individual amendments. And I think what we'll want to do is we see the committee substitutes, just make sure that the budget analyst takes us to those numbers, how we got there, once we're comfortable with what he did, the numbers he started with, and I think it's time for us to consider approving. That's what the plan is. I think trying to do anything further here right now, I won't say it's useless, but ultimately I don't see any action to be taken.
Congresswoman Buffalo?
Okay. So I have a question for Congressman Shaw that is not really related to this committee, but is related to the entire situation. So as you know, I have Osage News, Judicial Branch, Legislative Branch, Attorney General's Office, Office of the Principal Chief, and then the Executive Executive Administration and Government Operations. So I have seven very large budgets that strictly revolve around appropriations, and if we are taking a solid, unified approach to how we are going to pass these budgets out, would it be appropriate to put all of those budgets on the agenda in one day for you to make your motions for every single one of them so they can all go to Eli for whatever it is that he's going to do?
I think if he has them all ready at one time, if he has some of them ready one day and the other half the next day and we have time on the agenda, then you recommend to address them as they come in, or address them all in one day?
Because we just work, so three or four of us were back there talking, and we would have to report out on the 26th. We would still have to fast track and vote if we didn't want to extend session if we received a veto and we wanted to override the veto. That's my point.
I'm good with that. One at a time. I mean, the whole batching, I guess what you're trying to say. I think it's easier to keep track of what you've got and where you're going. It takes a little more time and a session to do each one of them, that they all start flowing. I don't expect that we'll have amendments proposed, but certainly every congressman's right to make amendments, propose amendments. And I think it'll start flowing once we get them all reported out of committees. Ready to move on. I think all one day is fine. To me, it's a little cleaner having it all at one time.
I think so too. So that's what I'm going to do as chair of DevOps. I'm going to schedule every single appropriation piece of legislation that is budget related for this Friday. We DevOps meets from 1 to 3. That's the plan for us, which impacts this committee too, because Congressman Tillman's on that committee with me. You're not. Congressman Shaw's a sponsor of it right now. Congressman Supernormal is on there. Is he on this committee? So, okay.
Okay, but that's not the deadline date for everyone, correct? Because I'm not looking at the calendar.
If we report out on the 20th, if we don't want to extend session, we have to report out on the 26th.
Okay. Because I do have a meeting set every day except for you. Is that the day you took the poll?
Yeah, that's the 30th.
30, okay, just making sure that I still have one that day.
Yeah.
So that we could do the same thing.
But if we report out on the 30th,
we'll be extending.
Yes. And if we don't, then there's the chance of a conflict veto.
Okay, just making sure that I'm keeping track of this one as well, because if that's the day, then I would need to make sure that this is on there for that day as well. Also, just a couple of... She's talking about me and this other, so, okay. All right. Also, I wanted to say really quick, just, well, I, also, I think that would just kind of depend on the budget analysts, you know, too. But I just wanted to come backtrack real quick in a statement that you made, and I just wanted to be clear, because, you know, we've had some discussions, but, you know, how we're having to go about doing this, and you made the statement that we're all aware that the money can be put anywhere after. But it really can't. I just wanted to kind of rephrase and say, I want to rephrase and say that there's an executive order stating, you know, that's the practice that they're using at this point, but really, you're not supposed to. So I just wanted to clarify that, but that we as a Congress, you know, don't necessarily have that, like I said, you know, agree with that statement. So just wanted to backtrack there, but, okay. And also just make sure that the committee, I know we all participated in the committee of the whole, but I guess basically at this point, is just make sure that our committee is fully on board to, you know, like he said, we didn't take a vote, so I just, you know, we all agree that this is how we're going to proceed, then I will just kind of continue to keep up with the budget analyst, get with him, how we're going to proceed and put this on, and make sure that this is on the agenda for the time frame that we need it to be. And then beyond that, we have the War Memorial Commission, and whatever days they tell me that they can, if they want to be here, they don't even have to be here. So, but if they say, yes, I want to be there to speak to you, then I'll see what day they're available, because we do have meetings every day. So other than that, I'm pretty sure that that's it, except, I'm sorry, I did not bring my phone with me, because this was going to be quick, but there is one other thing besides just the World Memorial Commission that we would have to do, but other than that, we're just waiting on the budget, so. I think something else was just recently referred. Give me 1 second, please. Oh, cultural donations. So, would you prefer, I can put this on the agenda as soon as possible and we can proceed, or if you all feel strongly that I need to invite those organizations to speak, I can do that. If you'd rather just committee, we can do that. Thank you. Can I have some feedback on that?
I just think I would respect to be honest with the communication, but we still, you know, care about what they say. Sure. It was the same thing I can say.
Okay, very good. I'm totally comfortable with that as well. I was just asking, I guess, kind of throwing it out, you know, the time frame we have, but also there's been many times that we have invited them and sat all day, and then we're like, you know, we just kind of reported out. So, you know, because we're satisfied with our review of the budget. So, other than that, Congressman Shaw?
Brief question on 16-119, the donations.
Yes.
We'll need to make sure that amount is also
yes.
Removed.
Yes. Yes, and like I said, I will continue to follow up with him, because I also know that when the tourism was added, that also needs to be amended out as well. You know, the amendments that you're making in the other committees for the programs that fall in that division, we need to fix that. Yes, so I'm making sure that when that's ready to go, we can amend it, or maybe tomorrow even, we can make that amendment so that he can just go ahead and stick that in the middle at the time that the numbers are
right, moved. Right.
Right, which is why I wanted to kind of cover it the other day, but we didn't.
Just leave it off, yes.
Because that, we would actually have to, the others, well, actually, yeah, we have to vote on that again, so, because it's already been amended in, so we have to amend it out, so.
Unless we adopt the community substitute.
Yes.
Can that replace even the previous amendments? I just asked them not to put tourism on there.
Yeah, and I will make sure, yes, we have had that discussion, but I will continue to follow up on that. So other than that, I think that's where we are, so. If everybody's comfortable, then let's proceed that way. So I would entertain the motion to postpone.
So moved.
Second.
That's on 1694. Postpone to call the chair.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed say no. Okay. Second, without objection, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Now, let's continue to file it for Saturday, pass everything out.
Well, I have a meeting scheduled for the 23rd.
Pass.
If we, since everyone back there thought that we should just wait till Friday to see how everything.